on this Watchman of Jesus program tonight, we could talk a lot about, say, oh, falling asteroids, tyrannical government, all this sort of thing that is happening today, and Anunnaki. Just pick them. It's just like reaching in a bowl of little pieces of paper and pulling out subjects to speak about to keep you all in fear. Because that's what it's basically boiled down to, is keep everybody in fear so that you can't keep your eye on the ball. That's what it all boils down to. And this is worldwide. Now, primarily the United States, because we are targeted in the United States once and for all. We're on the last part of the, let's say, the 100-yard dash, 440 relay. We're the last carrier of the baton, heading to the final crossover. But that crossover, the end of the race, is the beginning of the New World Order. So that's when the race really begins. And as I talked about in a previous broadcast, I have one 4 to 6, Monday through Fridays. And in this one, this afternoon, 4 to 6, I talked about, to the end of the program, about where we were in their scheme of maneuver, their plans for the New World Order, and how close we are to fruition of it. And we're really close. Because of what they're revealing, reveals to us how far they are in their program. It goes back a long time ago. Now, I got a little choked up tonight, so bear with me tonight as I get through this. I get all kinds of choked up for this afternoon. I want to give you a lot of details. I'm going to pass on to you. And a lot of it you need to probably check out on your own. Verify everything I say. And never take one person's word for anything. Ever. Especially now. The deception is going to be rampant in the newspapers, TV, and such, to hide what they're up to. Because it's important that their controlled opposition, your Joneses, Venturas, and Quails, and all these, that they keep you always in a state of flux. Family, the bottom line is that you know that Jesus Christ is coming back soon. I know you've heard that over and over and over. But this is really the bottom line. And this also tells us we're close to the end of the times. See, look for those signs of the season. And that's how you know this is happening. I want to try to break out for you in a simple term in the next 2 hours. I'm going to try to break out for you how far back this goes. Now, I hope to include information I've not talked about before with my regular listeners, and I'm sure I have new listeners today. And we're waiting for that first seal. It hadn't happened yet. A lot of trickery and fakery is going to come on this way. A lot of it. To try to fool you. And they're doing it like in certain radio shows and certain programs and books. Like it's ridiculous. 4 blood moons. There's only one. Now, you can make 8 if you want to. You can make 10. You make 3, however many you want, but it won't be true. The Bible says there's one. Revelation 6, 12 to 17. End of story. The rest of them is simply eclipses. An eclipse, that's all it is. Now, they can make something out of it with their supernatural whiz-bang smoke and mirrors they come up with. And this is what they're going to come at you with. Now, listen. They're going to come at you with this alien nonsense. For the spiritualist, they've got this ascended master side. For the Muslims, they've got Jesus, that when he comes, he's a prophet. Mormons, he's a prophet, he's a brother. This goes on and on and on. But I got to tell you something. If I get anything out tonight, is this. And you really, really need to research this before you make a decision or judgment of what I'm going to say. You seriously better look at this. Because a great deception that even will fool the very elect, if that were possible, is that the Jesus Christ that we have been seeing all our lives, whoever you are, it doesn't matter, with the long hair, blonde or brown hair, and blue eyes, sometimes brown eyes, whatever, and long flowing hair, and holding a lamb and all that. Family, that's not Jesus Christ of Nazareth. First of all, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this, but first of all, know that no one really knows what Jesus looks like. Where did it come from? Where did the photos, the pictures, the portraits, the black velvet portraits of Jesus come from? How did Leonardo da Vinci know where the people were sitting in his so-called painting of the Last Supper? How does he know that? I'll tell you one thing about Leonardo da Vinci. I got on record from Illuminati's own textbook that he was an avatar of the fallen angels. He was channeled to do that painting of the Last Supper. He did it in such a way, it showed the person sitting next to the alleged Jesus on the painting looked like a woman. Because the plan, the play was going to be to make it look like Jesus had married Mary Magdalene. Some say it was Paul that was homosexual. Oh, they come up with all kinds of nonsense. But Leonardo da Vinci, I have documented, was an avatar. He was channeled by the fallen angels. By the what they call the sons of God of the Old Testament. The hierarchy. The ascended masters, the aliens, if you want to call them that. The Anunnaki, etc., etc. So he was given that inspiration in the same way that Helena Blavatsky was given the inspiration to write her first phase of the New Age movement. And Alice Bailey, Albert Pike, the whole lot of them were channeled, even up to Adolf Hitler, by these so-called aliens, but they're not. They're fallen angels. They are demonic in spirit. That needs the power of earth, wind, and fire in which to manifest in this realm. Oh, I know that sounds crazy, but this is all part of it. But the Jesus Christ you think is Jesus Christ, you can actually, while we're talking, while this broadcast is going on, you can look it up right now if you want to. You will find him to be one of the ascended masters, the fallen angels, the alien, if you want to talk about it, as Sananda Emmanuel. The Yeshua that you're trying to get everybody to say is Jesus, is not Jesus of Nazareth. That's why they have the sacred name movement, the Arnold Murray Hebrew Roots movement, and Armstrong, and all the rest of Christian Identity, and others as well, the Judaism and all this. They rejected Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You see, Jesus Christ of Nazareth has bronze skin, hair like wool, short hair too. Bible says, bronze skin, hair like wool. He is Sananda, S-A-N-A-N-D-A, Sananda Emmanuel. That gives kind of a Hinduish flavor to the name. And that is exactly what the New World Religion is heading toward. They're going to demonize, which won't be hard to do, Islam. They're going to demonize Zionism, and neither of those is hard to do. To have them fight in the Third World War, and then the Phoenix will rise, and that's the old Roman Empire. By default. China will be wiped out. Russia will be gone. So will the United States. Excuse me. So will the United States. They have this ridiculous notion that we are Babylon. Nathan Leal is wrong. We're not, absolutely not Babylon. But when we go down, well, listen now, and I'm going to dedicate the broadcast. When America goes down economically and disasters start happening, worse than you can imagine here in the United States, there's going to be a wake-up call. They will claim out that we are the fallen Babylon. And who comes after Babylon is fallen and a fake Antichrist goes away? When, who's coming? Well, Jesus Christ is coming, is he not? Yeah. That would be the fake Jesus coming, by the way. At a time of need, would then be accepted by all races. Because he is a Maitreya. He will fill the bill as Kalki Avatar, K-H-A-L-K-I Avatar, Prince of Peace, the Imam Mahdi, the Bodhisattva, B-O-D-H-I-S-A-T-T-V-A. I've been practicing that one. The Prince of Peace, the Christ, that fills the bill of the New Agers. They will see him in the sky, maybe it's a hologram. That's what they've got up, set up already. It's a hologram through barium strontium niobate in the atmosphere. Look up 3D holographic imagery. It's a U.S. Army project. And he will congeal into one entity that looks like Jesus of Nazareth that we think is. That is the coming false prophet, the real one, to bring peace. But this peace will be short-lived. Those of you that know Jesus Christ of Nazareth and knows the theology that's New Age, you're going to have to make a choice and decision about who you're going to stand for, what you see or what you know in faith. Boy, that's coming now. That's coming. Again, you'll be tested like the disciples were tested before Jesus was sent to the cross. There will be tribulation. The pre-trib rapture just may be a fake. If LaHaye promotes it, Lindsay promotes it, then I don't see it as going to happen. A fake one? Yes. Can you imagine if people disappear and either holographically or folks start disappearing and they think that they're Christians, they should be too, and they're not, and then Sananda Emmanuel shows up with the new philosophy of the New Age movement, that this is the truth, we are your creators, etc., etc. Can you imagine the falling away then? Oh, that'd be a humdinger. Family, hang in there. When's it going to happen? Don't know. I'm going to talk about that tonight. And I'm going to talk about it probably all this week. My regular broadcast goes from 4 to 6, Monday through Friday, at watchmanforjesus.com. This broadcast tonight is brought to you by Revelation Radio Network, who graciously allows us to talk on this network and our broadcast as well. And that I do appreciate. And we do have the times changed, as you probably already know. If you didn't know by now, it's too late. 9 to 11, of course. So tonight, I'm going to be hitting you with a whole lot of information. And I'm sure this will be up on archives. if you need to continue it to study. Yes, there's spiritual Babylon, spiritual Israel, but there's going to be a real Babylon, and the Babylon is the coming Antichrist system hasn't been established yet fully. And Israel will be brought back to its true greatness when Jesus Christ lands there, or should I say steps on it and takes over a seat physically in Jerusalem. That will be at the real Armageddon. You know, these preachers out here and so-called prophets and whatever, they throw the word Armageddon out like it was nothing. This Babylon, which is the beast system, this Babylon is not the USA. This Babylon is going to be headed by what will appear to be a human being, of which we don't know yet, who during mid-tribulation will be taken over by the Satan himself, which means he's going to have to be of the royal family to be able to have the genetics to be able to receive it, that entity called Satan, into his body at mid-tribulation. We have a lot to go through, man. I'm telling you, a lot to go through. It's coming. Whose side are you going to be on? Jesus Christ or the Antichrist? And that mark of the beast is a digital tattoo. But it can do so many things you can't even imagine. First, it would be voluntary to take it. But that voluntary would be based on a whole lot of pressure. And then when the Antichrist takes over, no more voluntary. Be required, and you die. What's the big deal about death? If you're with Jesus Christ, it's simply a release from the body to head to the eternal peace with Jesus. But if you're not with him, you're going to worry about it. Others will take the mark because they won't be able to handle it. Family, that day's coming. You watch the signs of the times. We're going to dedicate the broadcast, then we'll get started here. Lord, we thank you tonight that we're able to come together in this network and, Father, and share the gospel, share the truth. Father, that you'll send the Holy Spirit down to us and you'll touch us all, Lord, that we'll share in knowledge tonight. Father, we know we're all on the same earth, but, Lord, there's so many different directions that people are being sent to. We call upon you, Lord, to touch each of those, Father, your Holy Spirit, to guide us in truth for all of us, Lord. So much deception down here. Only way to understand is through the Holy Spirit and through discernment and the wisdom you give upon us. We thank you, Lord, for the King James Bible, the only true word of God. Father, we thank you for that. And, Lord, most of all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins. Father, pray tonight you guide us with wisdom and knowledge, that, Lord, you give us this insight to what's going on today. And, Father, to raise the awareness of the watchmen to come out, to lift out of the churches the men of God that's going to have the courage to speak out against this New World Order system. Father, to expose the lies, and preachers to preach the true gospel through the King James. And Father, to give them protection. We pray, Father, most of all, for the return of Jesus Christ, to put an end of this child sacrificing, put an end to these wars, and put an end to the heresy that's been going around this earth for thousands of years, that, Lord, finally, once and for all, that's all put away. Father, these things we pray to protect our families. Father, to use that Holy Spirit to protect, to lift up the veterans returning, that they will be pulled away from this psychotropic drugs that's being put upon them, the technology that's causing these voice to skull in the mind, the voices, to put an end to that technology. And Father, to raise out those in the military that will have the courage to speak out against what's being going on and the planned and orchestrated out suicides that's being done now. We pray for the children that, Lord, are being sought after for sacrifice and being used to bring in these fallen angels into this realm. That, Father, you close up those portals. Father, you put a weather damper upon the Wesak festival. that's coming up in May. And you shut it down, Lord, if that be your will. But Father, we know that the much slipping away is causing much more reign of Satan on this earth. And Father, I know it, but it brings you closer, brings you sooner. We break in all these prayers and for our families, ourselves, and our loved ones, and divine appointments that we can spread the gospel, the true word of God. These things we pray, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Family, you know, I talked earlier today, earlier broadcast, and, you know, I got a list of all these. I keep a newsletter of sort that it keeps track of news and so forth. And some of the articles that I come up with these have about 30 or 40. The World War III, they say, has already been lost, and the Chinese are in the process of occupying America. Well, that's true. The Chinese are already here. They own Lord knows how many acres, and they have foreign trade zones throughout the United States, allowed by Clinton and Carter and all the presidents around and since the 90s, actually the 70s. Forget the idea that the presidents are on the side of Americans. Forget the idea that the Joint Chief of Staff work for the military. They do not. These are Knights of Columbus and Knights of Malta and members that are working for the Illuminati, working for the secret societies, not for America. Now, I don't know where they lose it, whether it's a colonel or, I don't know, somewhere along the way they have a lobotomy, some kind of lobotomy where they take a blood oath against America, against the world, as a Knights of Malta, a Knights of Columbus member. General Boykin. Wesley Clark is a Rhodes Scholar right there as Illuminati. They'll tell you the truth before they do it. They have to. That's part of the protocol. But they do it in such a way that you won't have knowledge of it, that it's being thrown up. And nobody's organized. We're all divided. They keep it that way. They've already let them in the United States. We've had 6 planned military coup attempts in our history. They've all failed. You know why? Because God's in control. They're not. They can plan all they want, but God will always throw a wrench in their system. There's always been, since the dawn of time, secret societies. Before the Roman Catholic Church was even formed, there was the ancient mystery schools of religion. Mithraism, shamanism, goes back to Nimrod. Freemasonry goes back to Nimrod. The manipulation of physical properties, alchemy, wizardry, all that nonsense. Then when those would not accept Mithraism and shamanism and Zoroastrianism and all that, ism here and ism over there, and rheumatism, I don't think it was in there. But in any case, those that didn't accept these ancient mystery schools of religion, they tried to kill. It's called the Colosseum and gladiators. You know of that, right? You see. And then because people in the stands of the Roman Colosseums were converting because of the Christians that over the centuries were dying but yet praising this God, the Romans said, what is this God? They praise. They even had a Roman centurion, high-level ranking, that would feed the Christians to the lions and so forth, who took his armor off and followed him out to die with him, because he was amazed at the faith they had in this God they would worship. He just quit. He went with them to die. But there's no death. There's no death. Eternally, without Jesus, you're going to hell. eternally with Jesus, you're going to heaven. It's that simple. You say, well, that's what you believe. Okay, so take all the religions. List them out if you want. Don't make any difference. List them all out. And start tracing the source of those religions, truly. And do the same thing for these corrupted, perverted Bibles, except for the King James. Take all the Bibles, including the King James, and start tracing its origin. No pun intended, but you'll trace every one of them, except for the King James Bible. You will find, in fact, all of them funneled down to one source. A corrupted version of the real scriptures by a Greek philosopher, if there's a clue, named Origen, O-R-I-G-E-N, who corrupted his copies of the scrolls from Antioch. All Bibles come, you'll find every one of them. You can already cast out the Bibles from 1901 till today, all the NIV, the New American Standard Bible, all that trash. You can cast those out because they all were brought in around after 1900, but they were corrupted by Westcott and Hort, who were two Freemasons. And you'll find the missing verses. That's irrefutable. If you're missing verses, that's not even, doesn't make any sense to keep the Bible. It's missing a verse, not even bother to renumber. That doesn't take a college education to figure out you've got a corrupted Bible. You know, they say, well, you have to really read the Greek and the Hebrew. Oh, I've had a Baptist ministers tell me that. And it's really easy. Really, Pastor. I got to read the regional Hebrew, really. So I got to learn Hebrew to learn the Word of God. No, they think you do, because that's another perversion that these so-called preachers come up with. No, you don't have to. God put it in English, from Greek to English, because English, if nobody's figured that out yet, is a universal language. No other language can claim that. Isn't that a hoot? I think God was thinking ahead, don't you? So somewhere from India, somebody from Canada, somebody from Africa, yay, you don't have to learn Hebrew. As a matter of fact, when I used to work for the OSCE, the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, when I worked in Kosovo from 1999 to 2004, I worked in Kosovo, and as an international organization I worked for, OSCE, and you had to have a working knowledge, fluently be able to speak English to get a job in the UN or OSCE, either one. You see. King James Bible is irrefutably the only true word of God. Jerusalem Bible, all of the Bibles can be completely eliminated once you trace their origin. Then you mark it off as done. Next, and go to the next one till you get to find the oldest one. And you'll find the origin of the King James Bible goes back to Antioch in the first century. And where'd that come from? Well, copies of the originals made by scribes that were constantly looked over and loved Jesus Christ, loved God, feared God with trembling, knew the results of Revelation 22, 18, 19, made sure every word was perfectly copied. Came from the originals of the disciples themselves. So that means the King James Bible, the origin, goes past Antioch to the actual writers of the Bible. And how about the Old Testament? Well, that's the Torah, half of the Torah. Only half of it. The rest of it, no. But the first five books of the Torah is the Old Testament, the Masoretic text, included in the King James Bible as well, with no missing verses, by the way. Several hundred are missing in the other Bibles, of the 20th century Bibles from 1901, from the Old Testament, taken out. Not the King James, all of them are there. And the Old Testament was dictated to Moses by God himself, the creator of this universe. That's the basis of the King James Bible. The Antioch, the Textus Receptus, Erasmus. You see. So that makes the King James Bible literally the oldest book on the face of this planet. When you trace it back to its origin. You see. Now, I'm not a theologian. That's easy to figure out. Not that I'm a theologian, but that didn't work out too well. That's a misplaced modifier. But, you see, I mean, go ahead. Trace out yourself. Go for it, man. Go for it, lady. And watch out what you get. And then you go back to your preacher and say, preacher, why are we using this NIV? Why are we using the New American Standard Bible? Why are we using the ESV? Why are we using the New King James Bible? Missing 100,000 words. Ooh, that's not good. And then watch them get all mad at you. Family, this is irrefutable. You want to challenge it going ahead, you lose. I mean, really. So these articles, I can just name them off. We could talk, I'd talk an hour, you know, on school principal fired for having sex with security guard parent during school hours. They had a threesome of a school principal having sex with a security guard and a parent during school hours, leaving dirty photos. Man, we're going down, baby. We are going down fast. Three California students charged hate crimes expelled. Oh. Sausages made with baby poo. These are all regular news. This is not, I'm not just pulling out of nickel type newspapers. These are actually newspapers being put out. You got the Rob Bell Show on Oprah's network. Ho-ho. You see? How women are scaling the barriers to combat. I could talk an hour on that one. There's a set-up Joint Chief of Staff is sleeping on the job there. No, they know what they're doing. To weaken our own military forces that the Joint Chief of Staff are doing on purpose. And causing our veterans, certain ones they pick, to start the killing process now, testing out their microchips and their suicide orchestration to weaken our forces. That's what the Joint Chiefs are up to. Because they brief the Council of Foreign Relations. They brief the Illuminati. Or they're too cowardly to reject it. It would end their career, but their souls are going to be ended as well. Because they're dealing with the enemy. The Council of Foreign Relations. I know, dead bankers, 31 of them, making it look like the bankers are controlling this. That's really kind of a preempt when I was saying that the Illuminati, the Great White Brotherhood, they call themselves at the highest level, are going to start the killing of all Freemasons once they have total control. Right there is a sampling. 31 bankers or so are dying already. They're going to move to Freemasons. You can find it in the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, chapter 15. It tells you right there. And that was briefed between 1873 and 1901 in several briefings to the Illuminati. Chapter 15, the Protocol. And it's not a Jewish document either. It's a Jesuit. The Jesuits are murderers. They put Jesuits in every little nick and cranny. Science, military, the arts. A Jesuit is there. They work for Satan. No doubt about that. All of them do. They take a blood oath. Look for it right now. Just like the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, the Jesuits take a blood oath against you, against God. And lastly here, I found this very interesting. It actually came out today, or it was yesterday, anyway, with an article. Studies find that young blood rejuvenates aging mice. Whoa, this is from Harvard. A study, this is not some nickel dime newspapers. And then they have the vampire therapy could reverse aging, scientists said. So they're trying to tell you all, the Illuminati, not y'all, but the Illuminati, that it's possible by drinking young blood, it helps the mice get younger. Now you know the purpose of abortion, don't you? You understand the horrific thing I've just said? You understand what they're doing with the children today? Child sex, the abortion is simply legalizing child sacrifice. That's the purpose of it all along. You see? Family, I don't think you people out there cannot even understand and fathom the evil in our government and the evil in the European government, the evil in the hierarchy of kings and queens of today. The evil among them is unbelievable. What they do to children, what they do to their own children, is beyond the imagination. Because they are endowed with demonic entities. You got this group coming out called Lie Killers or something in this interview with Jesus. Ah, I kid you not. He's channeled. That would be Sananda Manuel. And they have a mark of God, they say. They're showing it in sort of a Norman Rockwell kind of presentation that's now going viral, as they say. And you see this mark has three parts to it. And you look at the end of each one of them on the forehead, it's 666. You'll see it if you look for the Mark of God 2014 official video. Man, they're setting us all up for that peace and prosperity. Love and tranquility. That's a load of nonsense, too. Family, get ready. People, get ready for Savior's coming. The real Savior. Not this fake Sananda Manuel. Preachers, Baptists, Presbyterian, Methodists, whatever. I'm going to tell you right now, they're going to freak out. The voice-to-skull technology is being perfected. In this cloud presented around the world in a sort of a cloud of electromagnetic energy put by harp. But like an MP3 player without the earphones, you'll hear a voice of this one called Maitreya in the language of that area. They'll see all the prophets of sort all converge into one. Look up right now strontium barium niobate in the atmosphere by chemtrails and link it with 3D holographic imagery. They perfected it. You see the trick coming? Now, when's it going to happen? God knows. Man, they don't even know. They wouldn't have waited this long, but they had to wait for the technology. Because you see, some of you may understand this. Some of you may say, like, what? This world is divided into frequency, vibrations of sort, of particles, molecules, and all that. And all God's got to do is change the frequency vibration just a minute bit and destroys everything. It tears up their electronics because it's based on a certain frequency vibration. That's the reason they have to keep upgrading, because God keeps changing frequencies on them. They can never get settled, ever, until such time, and the scientists know, there's going to come a block point to where they can't go any further. And when that happens, it's all going to fizzle. God's in control. God guided Erasmus. God guided Tyndall. God guided... He didn't guide Luther. Martin Luther was a Jesuit. Martin Luther worked for the Illuminati. Martin Luther worked for the Vatican. So did John Calvin. Now, I'm not, I don't think I'm going to go into that right now, but it's important to know the dialectic was set up in the 16th century. For those that rejected Roman Catholicism, for example, the folks in Europe that rejected Roman Catholicism, the ones that were being murdered by the Vatican since 1200 A.D., called the Inquisition. By the 16th century, 1500s, the Vatican created a religion for them, and they called it Protestantism. So the Vatican, working with Martin Luther, behind the scenes, said, okay, now, form a religion, and he did. They still control Protestantism behind the scenes. You'll find, I have documents, as a matter of fact, in Signs of Christ, by Harold Balliaz, his Illuminati textbook. It confirms that Martin Luther was an avatar of this hierarchy. Lincoln was too, till he went against them. That's why they had to kill him. So was Bismarck, Plato. Many have been avatars. Martin Luther was one of them. The Vatican also created for those Arabs, the offspring of Ishmael, they created Islam in the 6th century. The Vatican did. Martin Luther, you'll find, was real friendly to the Jews in the start. He wanted to pull them in. The Jews didn't have anything to do with him. So that's when it's recorded. He went after the Jews. Also, his avatar. All that put together. That's what you got. It's amazing stuff. I mean, really, you can get caught up in this and forget what you're really here for. That's to worship Jesus. You get caught up in all this new stuff, man. You know, all this, wow, did you know that we're still a colony of England? Yeah, man, we never won our freedom. Oh, yeah, and the Declaration. And you get all caught up in this stuff and you forget that all this goes by the wayside once the tribulations begin. You're on a whole new playing ground. Because God has a 7-year time frame he's established. And you're in it then. Family, it's an amazing study, though, I will admit. And when you're first starting off, it's like, whoa. You know, you get through it and you start learning all this stuff. And you go through all this. It's just amazing. History. You got to search it out because it's not laid out for you. Man, they've got history so corrupted. History books are worthless, man. History books that placate. Not worth 2 cents. They're teaching our children nonsense. They taught us nonsense in history. George Washington, apple tree. Ben Franklin and squatty little old fella that's flying a kite and discovered electricity. The man was in the Hellfire Club. He murdered, sacrificed children. This guy was evil. That's the reality of Ben Franklin. Now, here's the rub to that part, is that the Illuminati are saying some of the same things I'm saying. And you know why? Because they want you to lose that sovereignty, lose that patriotism. As a matter of fact, it's working. Because a record number of Americans are renouncing their citizenship, as if it's going to matter. But every country is going to be in a world government. I mean, it's really foolish, but they don't know it. But they're renouncing the American citizenship. It doesn't solve a thing, but it makes them feel better, I guess. But see, their plan has worked since 1950. And the plan, all along, was to then finally, after 1950, destroy the United States by first eliminating the sovereignty and patriotism and all that. That's why in the 1960s, the CIA and Jesuits and whoever else formed the anti-war demonstrations. That's never happened before. It was all like World War One. We're going to fight over there, you know, World War II. Get those Huns and those Japs and all this and all that. And we're all working together, you know, and all that sort of thing going on. And then all of a sudden, 1950, something happened. Yeah, Edward Bernays and all the rest of them said, okay, now it's time to go after America. It's going to take us a generation, maybe two, to reduce the effectiveness of the military. Get everybody to move over to the New Age movement. Teilhard de Chardin is a Jesuit priest, was a father of the New Age movement. Family, it all started in 1945. Somebody wrote on the chat there, Lord, open the King of England's eyes. That was Tyndall. Tyndall suffered in prison for knowledge. I know I've kind of jumped in on it here, but I want to let somebody know. Tyndall was in a cold, dark, damp cell. Tyndall, William Tyndall. God answered his prayers. He won the keeper and daughter and others to staff for Christ. But on October the 6th, 1536, his time ran out, and they put him on a stake and burned him, killed him. Yeah, they did. Tyndall was a good man. Lord, open the King of England's eyes, was Tyndall, for someone there on the chat. But reducing the sovereignty, that started in the 1950s. And that's always been the plan, and it started at the education, at the schools. It's where they began the dehumanizing, actually. Humanism. Brock Chisholm, Canadian, director of the United Nations World Health Organization, 1946, 1948, says in one quote, "To achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas." That's been their plan since 1950. From the orchestrated defeat of Korea, made to happen, the orchestrated defeat, even though the troops fought bravely, they would never be allowed to win Korea, nor Vietnam, as Jim MacArthur confirms in his diary, how we, the State Department, the American State Department, made sure that North Korea remained communist and China remained communist, as ordered by the Vatican. So not only do they want to bring together all religions, all government, but in fact, listen now, in fact, the plan to make United States, well, excuse me, the plan to make the North American continent then a diverse continent of a mixed cultural race of people would take them 400 or 500 years. That plan began in the year 1425, put into effect in the year 1492, and that began a genetic experiment that has been completed as of 2013. To make the United States the new Atlantis. Norman, Sir Francis Bacon was channeled to write it up. You'll find it to be there. I will tell you another truth from their own words. William G. Carr, Red Fog Over America, 1955, first edition. Once they crown the head of the Illuminati, king despot of the universe, that's the Antichrist, by the way, the agentur of the Illuminati will next proceed to eradicate racial characteristics by mixing the black, red, yellow, and white races. He says, quote, "This experiment has already been carried out on a large scale." Guess who? Dr. Brock Chisholm, again, had advocated on the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation that, quote, "by mixing the races, all racial problems would disappear." So they have caused us to fight each other. They planned the civil rights movement to go into effect in the year 1712. They planned a 250-year, it's a 250-year plan in eight phases, to bring the blacks in the United States as a second race being integrated. The first one was the whites into the indigenous population of the Indians and Mexicans. how to get the whites to move to the North American continent. Very simple. Start killing them. And that's what they did. The Vatican murdered 50 to 68 million people in Europe between 1200 and 1800 AD. So I'd say by the year 1400, 200 years of mass murder by the Vatican, that'd make you want to move, wouldn't it? And that's where Martin Luther came in. Martin Luther gave them a religion, an escape of Protestantism. And by doing that, it also allowed the Borgia to fund, develop the Jesuits under Loyola to have the Counter-Reformation. It gave them an excuse. That's what it's for. It's called the dialectic. Now you see how clever these people are? All it's going to do is lead them to the next step of their destruction, though. So some of you might think, I don't know who's new and who's not. We have relatively speaking, the chat room today is really active. I can see it today. The dialectic process I'm speaking of is a technique, the chess move that they've been making since Adam and Eve. That's how Satan works. The process is used by the Illuminati and the Vatican. They create a problem and then present a solution. They control both sides, always have and always will, until Jesus Christ comes back, and then they're going to hell. So when they present the problem, the antithesis, or the thesis, then they have the solution, the antithesis, and the solution is the synthesis of the two. In other words, you'll choose what they figure you're going to choose, and they control both. So the resulting synthesis becomes the next thesis, and then they will set up the next antithesis, and so the chess games go. That's how they create history ahead of time, and then write the lies about it after. This is the reality. Now, the Vatican, led by the Illuminati, once entered the Middle East, presented the ancient mystery religions. Those that did not accept ancient mystery religions were disillusioned with the killing of Christians. The mystery religion then created Christianity, Constantine, to bring in the Christians. That's where Christianity came from. See, Jesus is not about Christianity. Jesus is the creator in human form, incarnated human flesh. It's about your redemption, your salvation. That's what he's about, not religion. Jesus is real. Religion is not. So the new religion in the 4th century called Christianity, created by Constantine in 325 AD, all of our holidays are corrupted. All of our holidays, Christmas, Easter, all of them. That's what it's for. You'll find in all the background of all our holidays, you will find a pagan belief, a pagan system. Every one of them. Look it up on your own. Before you get mad at me, you better look it up. Then you get mad at me anyway. Whatever you want. But you better look it up. It's brought in those calling themselves Christians, and however they turn evil on later. For those that rejected this new religion called Christianity, the Vatican created the religion of Islam to satisfy the desert dwellers of the descendants of Ishmael. See how they do it? Therefore, the creation of Islam, at first created to be a peaceful religion in order to bring the people in, is corrupted later in the 1920s. Actually, it's corrupted when the Vatican funded the invasion of Northern Africa and on up to Jerusalem. Except the armies wanted to keep going. And so that's the purpose of the Crusades, was to stop what did started. The Vatican, Knights Templar, and all that. So the story goes, and the Vatican, working behind the scenes with a Jesuit named Martin Luther, as we're summarizing here, created a movement called Protestantism, and that was to encompass those in Europe that rejected Roman Catholicism. They'd have a religion of their own. And to justify the Reformation, continue the Inquisition with the Jesuits. This is a short story. So Google Walter Veith, who has really good information, but take it with a grain of salt because he's still pro Seventh-day Adventist. But he still has really good information. Just eat the chicken, spit out the bones about the Seventh-day Adventist. Scott Johnson, Chick Publications, David Daniels, Alberto Rivera, Bill Cooper, Russo, Gary Cobb, this Carol Quigley. Now, Carol Quigley is Illuminati, but he wrote Tragedy and Hope to just throw it all out there and to let you all know what's going on. He inspired Bill Clinton, by the way. And it's Tragedy and Hope is true. Do your own research. That's the summary of what I've been saying for the past hour on what's really going on. Now, I want to move more up to date. And I have still left out a lot of stuff. I want to give you an idea just what this world is up against. And that Jesus Christ is the only way that's going to be solved. There is no other way. Mankind can't possibly do it. They may placate us, and like they did in 1776. Now they're letting you know that you've been placated, see? So you'll all freak out. Oh, you got Judge Jeanine? That's all, folks. Jeanine. Unleashed. Impeach Obama. I got to say something about this. Impeach Obama. She's supposed to be a judge. And all the other judges that on national TV are, I thought, were supposed to be judges. Now, if you're a judge, aren't you supposed to have went to law school? I would think you would have went to law school sometime, wouldn't you? So, my question is, how come they don't know the details that they can't impeach Obama, not legally? It's impossible. He's a light worker. He's a member of the Illuminati, like Bush and Clinton and all the rest of them, for one. They're all part of secret societies. But that's not even it. You see, America is a colony of England today. We never won our independence, as they should already know this. So if we're still a colony of England, how do we still exist? Well, because we're a dummy corporation, that's why. We've been living on collateral of being bankrupt. We've been living off of that for 70-year cycles since 1789, 1859, 1929. 1999 is supposed to have ended. Oops, they didn't get the New World Order. Uh-oh, so we better have a stimulus plan of sort. And they did. China decided to buy up the land. Wholesale. Clinton's got in on that. So did a lot of others, all the way back to FDR. That's still not it. What they learned in the school is that America being a corporation, not a country, it don't matter whether, for example, Obama is a citizen or not. To let you all know, the Constitution was usurped by the corporation. And the Constitution, Bill of Rights, that's a joke. Because once they declare a national emergency, it will suspend the National Defense Authorization Act of today, will suspend the American Constitution. So all that's out the window. That's still not it. You see, there's basic premises adhered by the people in the movement, and the people in the sovereign movement we're talking about. The government is a corporation that actually functions as the federal government. That's a facade. So it doesn't have to follow the Constitution. It's a corporation. Also, it doesn't matter if Obama's a natural-born citizen or not. Since it's a corporation, it's easy head of. Corporation gets permission of the people to reign over them by deceit. It's done by the wording in the birth certificates, social security cards, driver's license, IRS forms, marriage license, and other documents. That's why you give the corporation permission. And they always refer to the person in capital letters. This means that the name represents a corporate entity. That's how the corporation courts gets jurisdiction over you. Their courts do not fly the real American flag. They use the military or the admiralty flag. So when you enter the area around where the judge is sitting in front of those two tables, the defendant and prosecutor and all that sort of thing you see on Judge Judy. When you enter through that little gate and you go take your position there in the table, you've just entered a ship. You've left the United States. Did you know that? And I'll tell you something else. I know what I'm going to do. If I ever go before a court, Lord knows I don't want to do that, but if I do, the first thing I'm going to do is say, excuse me, can I say something, please? And first thing I'm going to do is ask that judge, sir, you're a Freemason or a secret society. Have you taken a blood oath? He's got to answer it. If he says, yeah, I'm a Freemason, then I'm going to say I request he be recused because of the blood oath you took. Not the best interest of the defendant here. I went on record. Now, I'm not going to be well-liked, I know that. But you can do that. But you get ready for heavy rolls, though. Okay. The background of this conspiracy goes back a long time ago. In 1924, long before that, but 1924 to 1927 time frame, there was an investigation conducted up in Canada. And this investigation was into the Canadian Customs and Excise Service and the ramifications of illegal traffic and trade. This was throughout the Dominion of Canada. And there was a member of the parliament by the name of Mr. H.H. Stevens. He was in Vancouver. And he was appointed the Royal Commission. He appointed the Royal Commission to investigate this corruption. But subsequent to the investigation, they discovered, first of all, it proved the communists were still in control. And they had evidence that was given to prove that there was plans to destroy the United States and Canada as nations. And they had evidence, which I'm going to give you some of it. And this evidence was presented to the Royal Commission in early 1920s. And the evidence went before the Canadian Commission. It proves that those that directed the conspiracy achieved certain objectives to further the long-range plans to ultimately destroy Canada and the United States as nations. Now, this coincides with the development of the North American Union, NAFTA Treaty, the highway and all this other such thing. 98% of Americans are fooled due to the control of the media. Many Americans are in self-denial of this absolute fact. Now, you'll find a lot of facts are coming out. Now, you've got members of the Council of National Policy that are telling you truth. Stanley Monteith is one, but he's a member of the Council of National Policy. There's a problem there. So they tell you just the truth they want you to know. Family, look these people up. Look at what their organization membership is. You see, this is how controlled opposition works. The ones that are still living today on the highest level, if they're still alive, they work for Illuminati. Some of us little guys here, we're not a big danger. I have to admit, I'm not a national level, but I do know what the heck I'm talking about. And I follow through with all these so-called truth tellers and find out what their organizations are. And Monteith, for example, is a member of the Council of National Policy. And the Council of National Policy has James Dobson, has Palin, has Oliver North, who's the Knights of Malta, has LaHaye, has 700 Club. Pat Robinson, he's a 33rd degree Mason. Missler, another one. Oh, man, I tell you what, who's who? I'm going to give you some evidence of what they found, some summary of evidence in this grand conspiracy. Number one, they seriously affected the national economics by robbing the National Treasury Departments of hundreds of millions of dollars. That's back in the 1920s. People keep asking the question, well, where's the gold at? It's in Fort Knox and all that? No, it's in Switzerland. So is your social insurance that was bonded $1 million per American when you were born. Well, that's another story. It's also up in Switzerland. And the life insurance policy the government has on every American soldier and Marine, when they die, they collect on it. The families don't. If they do, they have a hard time doing it. So the government receives two payments. Life insurance policy on every Marine or sailor or military personnel that dies, they get that policy that you all don't know about. And then the money that was put in on their social insurance the day they were born goes into their birth certificate. The IMF collects $1 million per person. Per person. Social insurance, it goes back to 1933. That was cooked up, and I got the statements from that from Woodrow Wilson and Colonel Mandel House. One of the biggest scams in American history. They collect both of that. If American people only knew. Anyway, they robbed the national treasuries. Number two, they corrupted government officials at the highest level and obtained control of the two main parties. That shouldn't be any kind of a surprise. You know one of the reasons the Pentagon killed Martin Luther King? Because he wasn't playing with them. Same thing for JFK, Martin Luther King, JFK, Bobby Kennedy, and Malcolm X. He wasn't playing with them. They had their own agendas. But it was for the people they served. They weren't working with the Freemasons or the secret societies. Martin Luther King said, in relation to what I've just said, he said, I quote, "We must face the appalling fact that we have been betrayed by both the Democratic and Republican parties," unquote. What Martin Luther King knew. JFK has a 19-minute speech, talks about the monolithic and ruthless conspiracy in 1963. That's what he was killed for. Apparently, all this is recorded. It's not a conspiracy theory whatsoever. Now, how do they get control of the government officials? How they corrupt them? I can tell you. William G. Carr, 1955, Red Fog Over America book, has definitions. He did extreme research. He has definitions for the Black Book, they call it, in 1955 and before. The Black Book, I quote, is this one. "A book in which directors of the international conspiracy kept a record of the private lives of influential people, together with a detailed report of their characteristics, faults, and failings. The information is used to persuade," in quotation marks, "people into doing the bidding of the conspirators, either because of fear of exposure or for the sake of obtaining more luxury and material rewards," unquote. Now, Freemasons and those involved in this that think you're going to get away scot-free, I got another definition for you that is already into effect. And for those that don't want to follow, that you've become a Knights of Malta, you become a Rhodes Scholar, other areas of Illuminati control, and you don't want to play anymore because you become born-again Christian or you just don't want to play with them anymore, here's another definition for you that's already been put into effect a long time ago. It's called Nihilist, N-I-H-I-L-L-I-S-T. N-I-H-I-L-I-S-T-S, Nihilist, that are trained from birth. Definition, quote, the executioners used by all conspirators who aspire to control of a world dictatorship. History reveals that these assassins are to be found in all classes of society. They try, if possible, to make the murders they commit look like accidents, suicides, or natural deaths, unquote. They take these children they confiscate or steal or whatever, and they train them from the day they're born, around 5 or so years old, give or take, around there. And they'll take a group of them, for example, they'll pass out just one technique they use. Little colored ribbons. It could be women, young girls, or young boys. And they'll pass out different colored ribbons. Then they'll pull up a ribbon. They'll have it in some kind of box or some kind of bowl or something and pull out a color. Oh, there is a color. Red. Okay. Hold your hands out. And they all hold their little hands out. And there's either a little girl or a little boy that's got a red ribbon. And they'll take their, one of the men there will grab her by the arm. Family, you're not going to like this, but I'm going to tell you what they do. And there's only one method of what they use. And they'll take that one and they'll throw into a cage of dogs that tear her to pieces. Do you understand the evil I'm talking about here? And so what that does, it causes trauma in the rest of them. And result of, well, I'm glad it wasn't me. And they'll keep doing this until they form different personalities. Traumatized. And then they train them to kill. The Illuminati, royal families, will do this with their children, with another captured young girl or young boy, to see which one of their children will become squeamish. Family, do you understand the evil I'm talking about here at the highest level of royalties? What you're dealing with? Felons in prison have no idea the evil that they're working for when they become the national police in the future. Satan is prince of this world, but he's not king. He loses. He's lost at the cross of Calvary. Keep that in mind. Greater is he in you than the rest of the world. It's through Jesus Christ is where you'll succeed, even in death. So they corrupted the government officials to the highest level and obtained control of two main parties. Number three, you thought I forgot, didn't you? I went off on a rabbit trail? No. They established a new society in which the wealthiest members had made their money by illegal methods and were thus forever beholden to those who had made the successful operations possible. The majority of the newly rich can't help but carry out the requests of those who made them rich, because those who made them millionaires almost overnight can reduce them to poverty just as quickly if they so much as even hesitate to do their bidding. We've not seen this happen in the past. Bankers dying, making it look like bankers are the ones doing this. The bankers are nothing but shoeshine boys. They're the shoeshine boys in the mall. They don't own the mall. They just shine the shoes there. That's all the bankers are. Your Robert Eric Holders, Bernanke's, all these guys, and they're throwaways. They can be replaced in 24 hours. They're going to come up with, we got to impeach, we got to arrest Biden and Bush, and we got to arrest and impeach Obama. All this is a bunch of frivolous garbage. It's to placate the American public. They impeached Nixon. And all of a sudden, accusations of bribery and other things went up for Spiro Agnew. Instead of killing him, he resigned and brought in Gerald Ford. Gerald Ford was a cousin of Nixon. Did you know that? And Gerald Ford pardoned Nixon. Wasn't that convenient? Are y'all getting a picture here? So all these so-called judges say, we're going to impeach Obama, is wasting our time. A PIO looking for a birth certificate. Sheriff Mack says he's going to put women out front of the shooting that's going on in Bundy Ranch. Family, what's wrong with these people? What's wrong with them? They're supposed to be our leaders, right? Yeah, not. Number four, they obtained such a control of high-level government officials that they had to adopt a policy regarding international security, which permitted the Communist Party in both Canada and the United States to perfect the revolutionary plans and await the day when the international conspirators give the order to revolt. It's all going to happen at once. Now, here comes your number five. Here comes your controlled opposition, talk shows and TV, even Fox News saying, well, you know what the police did today? They're all showing you all this, right? I'm going to tell you why. Number five, they found in evidence that, quote, they saw to it that just enough evidence appeared in public free press to disgust the public. It gave the public the feeling that our governments have been proven so rotten that any change must be for the best. There's your New World Order. That's a dialectic. Perfect class dialectic. Continuing. But their news reports did not disclose any connection between an international capitalist who organized this gigantic conspiracy and a subversives in the underworld who put their plans into effect, unquote. Now you got it with the reality behind the scenes. And they show you this 12-year-old girl has produced this line of this, that, and the other. She's a millionaire now. Or this guy produces, he has Facebook and he's a billionaire. Family's baloney. They're making it look like we have a free enterprise system. We do not. This is all facade. Family, Jesus Christ is coming back soon. And to wake these people up, God's going to allow certain things to happen. You know, one of their plans started in 1950. Was to weaken the moral fiber of the nation. Bring in communism. Weaken the U.S. military. They knew it would take about a generation to accomplish. But here's how deep this goes. To weaken the moral fiber of the nation, to demoralize workers and the labor class by creating mass unemployment. You see, as they found out in Changing Images of Man, a Stanford University document made into a book now, there's certain moves, like eliminating jobs has effect on this, has effect on that, therefore they'll affect this. They know how all this works, this train of effects. Cause and effect. So as jobs dwindle due to post-industrial zero growth policies that was actually introduced by the Club of Rome, which is also involved in the depopulation plan, HPV vaccination is one of them. The report envisaged a demoralized and discouraged workers that resort to alcohol and drugs and or suicide. The youth of the land, as they had set up in the 1950s at Tavistock Institute to design rock and roll perfectly, clothing, drugs, the music, frequency change, everything was designed at Tavistock. It was. The youth of the land would be encouraged by means of rock music and drugs to rebel against the status quo. That began in the 1950s. Elvis Presley was brought into Tavistock. The Beatles were brought into Tavistock. Changes of hairdo, changes of uniform, Nehru jacket, drugs. All that was envisioned by Edward Bernays, the Tavistock Institute, as in a think tank. You understand what I'm saying here? I mean, how deep this goes? It would undermine and eventually destroy the family unit. And disregard the committee of the 300 of the Illuminati commissioned the Tavistock Institute, formed in 1921 by Rothschild and Rockefeller, to prepare a blueprint as how that would be achieved. Tavistock directed the Stanford Research Institute undertake the work under the direction of Professor Willis Harmon. And the work later became known as the Aquarian Conspiracy. Age of Aquarius, does that sound familiar? That's why the occult had been put in all the music. Go back to Brock Cusson's statement. Family, these dots, connecting these dots, is why they've got the Bundy Ranch. It's why they got the 911. Oh, they got 911 up again? That they're, we need to have another commission. This was like yesterday. 911 commission to investigate why a third building fell. Family, they got all this nonsense to keep us busy. So you cannot connect the dots. Every public school is a school of humanism. Quote, Charles Francis Potter, 1930. Every college and university has integrated socialism, Marxism, and humanism into their curriculums. Every college, university in America, behind your back. I got quotes to that effect by they themselves. Now, that being said, back to the family. The Humanist Manifesto, what they're teaching their people, is this one part of the common doctrine and goals of secular humanism and Marxism and Leninism, which that investigation in Canada proved is still there, even today. They say, and I quote, believe the traditional family must be eliminated in order to obtain world peace. They're doing it by transhumanism, same-sex marriage, they're doing it by bringing women to frontline units of combat, the equalized number of men and women in combat, they're doing it by the rock and roll music, combining bathrooms, Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. And this came from Ruth Bader Ginsburg in a report. I'm not just citing the examples off the top of my head. This comes from a documented report. Changing roles of men and women. Family, we need Jesus. See, that's where the attack comes in spiritual warfare. And forming groups that can stop their legislation. Pray against them. Witness to others about the truth. And just not denial and watching your soap operas. If you really want to do something, let God know in your heart that you're ready to do something. He'll bring something to you. You see? It's not going to be easy. What you're learning now is what's going on. You see? It's amazing what they've accomplished, that God's allowed them to, because of sin. Sin has brought upon us. In this country, we're going to eventually go down. Your loyalty lies with Jesus, family. That's where it lies. One of the 21 plans of Illuminati was to penetrate and subvert all governments and work from within them to destroy the sovereignty and nations represented by them. So the purpose here was to create the governments first, to take the division that God set up, going all the way back to the Tower of Babel, and then cause them to fight each other to bring in order. And once you bring them in order, then to combine them all so you have no more division. That's as simple as I can give it. So I divide people into hostile groups by constantly harping on controversial matters of just no importance. That's why they're trying to build once again to find out what our weak part is. To show us how racism is bad. Well, of course it's bad. But they're putting out in articles now to see who's going to jump on it. To show how bad it is, so let's come together to a new world order. We're supposed to come together benevolently, but we have our own groups to be with. But still, to love each other. Well, that's not what they're advocating here. So once people know some of these principles I've been talking about, then you'll understand how to deal with it. But they're not passing this off in colleges and news feeds and all this other stuff. They're telling you the peripheral. They're not telling you the guts of it and who's really behind it. It's an amazing study, Now, let y'all know my regular broadcast goes 4 to 6 Monday through Fridays. And, of course, Monday nights, Revelation Radio Network. I'm here 9 to 11. And in addition, I have Bible studies that I focus strictly on the Bible, obviously, from 7:30 to 9, Tuesday through Friday, to let y'all know that. My website, watchmenforjesus.com. I've got archived my programs, broadcasts, and Bible studies. I've got a Facebook, Watchmen for Jesus. And y'all welcome to join it there, to come on in and put things there or comment or whatever. Family, we're all in this together, but we're all being set up to fight each other. You notice that in the Bundy Ranch, for example. I'm not going to dwell on this, but that if you look at the YouTubes of the tyrannical BLM, the dogs and their uniforms and all that, you know, and you got the Bundy Ranchers, a militia against the BLM. Family, I saw white folk against white folk. I saw veterans against probably other veterans. What's going on here? Are they that dumb? Does nobody have the courage to say, wait a minute, what's going on here? Bundy, you're Illuminati. What you doing? What's going on? How come some of the militia? Now, I really like to be a little mouse or a little fly on the wall of the militia organizations and find out how many of them speak Russian or Belgium or some other foreign language, or might be mercenaries versus the Oath Keepers, who are American, but they're infiltrated as well. You have a dialectic going on there. You see, there's some kind of disconnect between militia. Who's militia? Americans. Who's the Oath Keepers? Americans. So what's going on here that's not quite right? How come people can't figure this out? Why are we going against each other? Not to mention, you got blacks against whites, whites against black. You see what you got people in all these organizations stirring the trouble up. Now, they've got some kind of American Spring March going on, 16th of May. And I was also told they had a march in the 1st of May, not a whimper on the news of veterans downtown D.C. That's what I was told. Not a whimper on the news about it. No, not even, I haven't seen a YouTube yet even. Something's odd about that. Anyway, well, around the 14th or so of May is a little known, and I'm going to, I better do it soon. This is the 5th. I'm going to explode on the Wesak Festival and expose that piece of trash festival for what it really is. A Bohemian Grove on steroids. During the month of May. Nobody talks about that. I talk about it, but it is where, listen, literally, this Wesak Festival of May, and every one of them every year, is literally where the fallen angels, the demonic entities that are the highest level, are invoked into this meeting. As they are at the UN. They have a chair that literally invokes the supernatural beings into these chairs. I was right. It is May 9 to 11. May 9th to the 11th is the Wesak 2014. Family, that's one of the most evil. This is not a festival where they have funnel cakes and tarot card readings and have fun dancing around some silly maypole. This is serious business in the Wesak Festival. And I find it ironic it's before the 16th, May 9 to 11. The one they had last year was May 24th to 26th. Mount Shasta, California. That's a major conversion point of ley lines on the earth. That's where they can invoke these demonic spirits into that festival. Saint Germain, El Moria, Sananda Emmanuel. Sanat Kumara is a physical manifestation of Satan. Do you understand how this goes? I mean, what I've just said. Saint Germain is a financial expert of these demonic entities. Oh, I hate saying this, but I have to, because it's true. Makes me sound like I'm crazy, but if you actually look it up, you'll say, oh my gosh, you'll find it to be true. Well, we need to expose it for what it is, at least on our level. Now, Illuminati, they're poking around, trying to figure out where's the weak point. If they can't find a weak point, what do you think they're going to do now? Raise your hand. Johnny, yes, Johnny, what do you think? And Johnny says they're going to make one. Good job, Johnny. You're absolutely correct. They're going to make one. If they can't find a weak point to get you all worked up from being fluoridated and mind numbed, they're going to make one happen. But they can't do anything until God allows them to. You know, Master Seri Chinoy, head of the UN Meditation Room, he said, and I quote, "The United Nations is the chosen instrument of God. To be a chosen instrument means to be a divine messenger carrying the banner of God's inner vision and outer manifestation," unquote. See, they think they're doing mankind a favor. And what they're doing is paving the way to hell, but all you can do is pray for them. Some of them you just don't pray for. They've been turned over to a reprobate mind. Your prayers would be useless on that one, whoever it may be. H.G. Wells, author, historian, one world Fabian socialist he was. H.G. Wells, he was given the task of writing the War of the Worlds novel in 1897 that laid the groundwork for the coming disclosure we're going to face soon in the future. To put in the minds of those in the 1890s the absolute thought that there could be life in outer space. That was the beginning of it. It's called predictive programming. H.G. Wells was a part of that. John Dewey, you know about that story there. He said, and I quote, H.G. Wells did, "The histories and symbols that served our fathers encumber and divide us. Sacraments and rituals harbor disputes and waste our scanty emotions. The modernization of the religious impulse leads us straight to the effort for the establishment of a world state as a duty. H.G. Wells, 1928. Who's your friend? Jesus is. That's the only one. No Ron Paul, no Rand Paul, no, just name one. None of them. They're all secret society members anyway. You know what Gloria Steinem said? Socialist, radical feminist, funded by the CIA, founder of Miss Magazine, part of the feminist movement. The feminist movement is another effort that they've made to divide the families by design, funded by the Rockefellers. Feminist movement? Absolutely. Lenin, a student of the Blavatsky, the plot. Lenin said, to destroy a country, you divide the families. You destroy the family. I'm sorry. To destroy the country, to divide, golly Pete. To destroy a country, you divide the family. Well, Gloria Steinem was part of the feminists. She said, and I quote, "Witches were freedom fighters for women because they taught contraception and abortion. The modern contribution is to elevate reproductive freedom to universal human right," unquote. They're doing that today. Family prayer and spiritual warfare, putting on the full armor of God, and getting your house in business, getting your house in order, is what it's all about. They're doing this, all this planning, for generations upon generations, for nothing. Except taking lives and souls. In the meantime, you got to deal with it. Because this is where God ferrets out those who are with him and those who aren't. That's why God allows evil to exist for the time being. You understand this? To separate those who follow Jesus and those who don't. A true division is coming. What happened with the disciples? Not so good when they took Jesus. They all ran. But what happened after he came back? They all started spreading the gospel. And they all died proclaiming the gospel, except, of course, for Judas and for John. Nobody's going to die for a lie. Even the terrorists that blow things up, they're not dying for a lie. They're dying, they're brainwashed, but they're dying for what they think is the truth. So from those disciples that rejected Jesus before the cross, died proclaiming his truth after he came back from the dead, was resurrected and ascended. That should mean something. You see, quite amazing. Critics of the United Nations describe the organization as a modern Tower of Babel. And a lot are making reference to the man's act of spiritual arrogance and that the book of Genesis tells that earned God's displeasure. They would point to the confusing and combustible melange of tongues and cultures and ideologies and politics and all this. The UN, along with its programs and policies, become ever more of a comparison to the Tower of Babel. One such Tower of Babel is a Hadron Collider that's going to open up portals. But you know, this United Nations had its beginning at the League of Nations. That's the basis of the New World Order. It's becoming the center of a syncretic kind of New World religion, a weird diabolical convergence of New Age mysticism, pantheism, aboriginal animism, maybe you want to call it animal, atheism, communism, socialism, a Luciferian occultism, apostate Christianity, Islam, Taoism, Buddhism, Hinduism. All these are created by the Illuminati or the fallen angels through their avatars. It goes even further. Includes a mixture of crystal worshippers, astrologers, a radical feminist funded by the Rockefellers, environmentalists, Kabbalists, human potentialists, Eastern mystics, pop psychologists, and liberal clergymen by design in the megachurches. It's all preempted. It's all planned out. They're kind of associated with the kind of a offbeat sandal and beads counterculture of the 1960s. But a movement is likely to be also scientists and diplomats and corporate presidents and heads of state, Bohemian Grove attendees, international bankers and leaders of mainstream Christian churches. They're all coming out of the woodwork. They lose. But you know, you pray for them anyway, to a certain point. Witness the love of Jesus, the ones that come to you. And yourself. For me, I'm always on guard. I have to be. Don't worry, be happy. Remember what happened in those days. Family, understand something now that I've told you all this. I'm not done yet, but understand very clearly that they have not won this war. God is allowing this to happen so that he'll give enough time for people to see what's coming, see the signs of the time, and make a choice. So you can witness to those that come around you to save a soul. That's why he's letting it go on. We're yet to start the first seal. Hadn't happened yet. There's time. But once that first seal is broken, a period of prosperity and peace is being set up now. It's going to be real hard at that point. Right now, we can go to the grocery store. I can stop here in 15 minutes. So I think I'm going to the grocery store and get some food. Or tomorrow, I'll go to a buffet. We take this for granted, don't we? You go to the grocery store. My biggest shock was when I went to Kosovo. It was a third world country at the time. I lived in Congo, too. It was the same thing in Congo. And being used to America, obviously, because I, as American. Anyway, so I went to Kosovo. That's regenerating, restarting their culture. Their infrastructure was completely torn down by that powder puff Clark, Wesley Clark, General, I guess, Clark, the man who's tried to start World War III, by the way. That's another story. I would go to their supermarkets there. Don't even call it a supermarket. It's like, wow. You know, I mean, you had very little choices to make, so you adjusted to it. Lights would go out every 4 hours or so. Nobody complained. They just helped each other, except for the Serbs that were being murdered by the terrorists allowed by our government. You heard me correct. And the UN. Murdering both Albanians and Serbs. I was amazed that I stayed there about 9 months before I ever went back home. When I got back home, I'd gotten used to being over there. My culture shock was coming back home. and going to supermarkets and malls. I'm like, whoa. I mean, it was kind of funny in a way because I went to the mall, Crystal City in D.C., and I was like, whoa, I forgot what this is about. I mean, I really got into the culture there. And I was walking, looking in the windows and at the mall, and I ran smack dab into a stanchion. It's like something in a comedy scene. I was amazed at what I'd seen, where I'd been, that took for granted this having less than in a third world country, to come back to America and saying, wow, and we complain? You got to be kidding me. But we have those homeless. How many thousands and thousands of veterans? How many homeless? And we got wealth. You don't think God's not going to judge America? You got to be kidding me. And they can spend $350,000 for a baseball card? You got to be kidding me. Or a 1938 Superman magazine in a plastic wrapper? Spend all this money to go to a baseball game that actually is a baseball diamond, is a Masonic logo. Y'all didn't know that, did you? It is. Developed in the 1860s. Woo-wee! First, they got to give you something to take away to make you want to keep it. And then we're going to lead into the first seal. Hadn't happened yet. Humanity, with such an instant, would tremble with fear, believing that man is about to destroy himself. For even if the Soviet Union then, or the Russians today, or the United States, which they're already here, the Chinese and Russians are already here in America anyway, allowed by the government. United States, were all of them, all three of them, were eliminated as military powers. Over 30 countries would still have nuclear capacity, so they say. Be a lot of mass confusion. Add to that the chaos of a global financial markets restructuring. On the brink of disaster, but they'll recover only to control people. Contribute to the world state of panic. An alien invasion. Now that's what they got planned. It'd be faked out, but called disclosure. If one such war began, there'd be no guarantee that the United States of Europe would remain entirely unscathed. But it's important to remember that no matter how much power this darkness plot and scheme has in the end, they can only bring about what God allows. Keep that in mind. Do you think it's pure coincidence that the most powerful figures in the Middle East are Freemasons? Have they been destined to trigger the conflict about which Albert Pike wrote in 1873? King Assad of Syria and King Hussein of Jordan, all those out there, Saddam Hussein, they're all Freemasons. We're close to New World Order. It's going to shift down the Middle East. What's going to shift? And that's going by the book. Now, family, I know my time here is getting short here, about next 10 minutes, 5 minutes or something like that. And I want to try to give you a kind of a background of what you're dealing with. I'm not going to spend 2 hours talking about Bundy. I ain't going to spend 2 hours talking about Agenda 21. Because, man, they're not going to have no Agenda 21 when the tribulations began. All that's to keep you all scared and busy and worried. When you're worrying, where's your faith? I want to talk tomorrow, my regular broadcast, 4 to 6, about the undisputed leader of the New World Order, Satan personified, a brilliant plan for Middle-East peace. Appearing as a genuine man of peace. I'm going to talk about that tomorrow on my broadcast. I'll be here next Monday, 9 to 11, in Revelation Radio. I've got the link to the Blog Talk Radio that you can get it now. And I'm actually seeing the chat sometimes I can, sometimes I can't pop up here, but I see it today. Family, I don't intend on inundating you with fear. I'm telling you what you're up against, that no human being is going to solve this for you, but Jesus has already done it. You see, that is the key to it. If a human being was going to do it, they'd already done it by now, because nobody can do that. I've tried to bring to you what you're really up against. It's supernatural. There's no way a human being of any family bloodline or in one piece could bring all this together. It's impossible. So supernatural is put it together. And there's no space aliens. Family, if Billy Graham believes in space aliens, 1993, quote, 1997. I got a preacher I go with sometimes down here at Bible study. They believe in aliens. Family, they're not thinking. Or they think we're not thinking. If you believe in aliens, then somebody tell me, please, about original sin. Somebody tell me about it. You're telling me there's millions and millions of planets out there with aliens out there. They got different kinds. Really? So you're telling me these millions and millions of planets, they always throw that millions and millions out there, also had Adam and Eve? Or is it just the earth that's cursed? Pray tell, that's not fair that God would curse only those on earth. That ain't fair at all. I mean, Andromedans or Anunnakis or whatever the heck they are, that's just not fair, Lord, that you would curse this planet with an Adam and Eve and not them. What about original sin then? When you hear a preacher talk about aliens, you ask him that question. You pin him down. Don't let him give some kind of slick answer. What about original sin if you believe in aliens or ascended masters? That's what Masons believe, that they're going to become like gods. Each degree they go up, they adjust their frequencies of vibration. They'll be the saints. Well, if you're going to be a saint, you might as well, I don't know, pay the Vatican Church some money and say, make me a saint. Well, yeah, I'll pay you some money. They can't make saints. It's impossible. They've made two saints recently, right? It's impossible. Can't do it. The Vatican can't forgive sins and therefore can't make saints. And I think that the Vatican Church that murdered 750,000 Serb Orthodox Christians, 60,000 Jews, and 26,000 gypsies in one concentration camp in 1941 to 43 called Jasanovic in Croatia. That's not being saintly. And I'll tell you, Bishop Stefanich was administrator of that death camp, and they tried to canonize him. Canonize him? Yeah, put him in the canon. Pow! You know, that's the only canonized they're going to get. That boy's in hell. Unless he renounced as his last minute and last breath took Jesus as Savior. How about that criminal on one side of Jesus being crucified with Jesus? He believed in Jesus Christ on the cross, and Jesus turned to him and said, today you'll be with me in paradise. He wasn't baptized. But you baptized by the Holy Spirit. Then we're coming to a close here, y'all. Y'all join me tomorrow, 4 to 6, all this week, Bible study, 7:30 to 9. Next week, Monday, Revelation Radio Network. You'll find me on Blog Talk Radio, just like you are today. Next Monday. Family, I'm going to talk about this all week long, expose as much as I can while the time allows. But know that they've lost. Take that pack off your back. Get to work. But don't let them bow you down with all this hate and all this conflict and Bundy this and tyrannical government that and all this and all that. God's in control anyway. Oh, we got meteorites coming to hit us all. Man, just bring it on. Oh, we're off already. Y'all have a great night. Good night. That was quick. What is it?